فیلم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه یا jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant practice.
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. Please stay tuned. Allah in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 13 states, We have attached every person's omen to his neck. We shall bring it out for him on the day of resurrection as a book that he will find wide open. This ayah means that every person's omen or result of his deeds is within him or her. And will be shown the result of these deeds in the other world. Now the omen in this ayah is very much different from the sign of good or evil that some superstitious people believe in. This omen is not a simple future telling or that something unpleasant is likely to happen. Sometimes the people try to link two unpleasant concepts or events to each other and call it a bad luck or omen. By omen in this ayah, Allah wants to warn the people about the future of their deeds in this world.
تا مرگ پسر پیغمبر ابراهیم واقع شد خورشید گرفت.
An example is when the Prophet Muhammad's son Ibrahim passed away. At that moment, the sun eclipsed, and the people took it as a bad omen or sign. Prophet Muhammad explicitly explained that there is no relation between the sun eclipse and the death of his son. Another example is when a person, right before a happy occasion like wedding, dies and people think that this wedding is not right or proper to happen. These are all simplistic look at life. Instead of such superstitious beliefs, we must think about our deeds in this world so that if our book of deeds is open on the day of resurrection, we are given good rewards. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Rafi'i. To find out more about this program, log on to our website www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care.